Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Definitely. Always up for a good deep dive.
Awesome. Well, this time we're going to be tackling AI.
Ah, AI?
Yeah, specifically how it's impacting education, college in
It's
particular.
pretty wild, actually, all this stuff that's been happening.
Right. So, you sent over a ton of research articles,
Oh, yeah.
even some clips from an actual presentation. And it seems like this topic is just exploding right now.
It is, yeah. You can't go anywhere without hearing about it.
So what were some of the big takeaways for you? Anything that surprised you as you were digging into all this material?
Well, I mean, first off, the speed of it all.
Yeah.
Like, how quickly things are changing. It's just mind-blowing, really. I mean, it feels like just yesterday, nobody was even talking about generative AI. And now, well,
I was everywhere.
it's everywhere, exactly. Like, everyone's using it, talking about it, debating it.
Okay, so we've got the speed of change, but what else? Any other big aha moments for you?
Yeah, there's this huge difference in how students are using AI versus faculty.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's pretty striking, actually. Students have just embraced AI at an incredible rate. There was this one study, actually, that came out in August 2024,
Okay.
and it found that like 86% of college students were already using AI for their studies. 86%. And that's compared to, well, even a year ago, less than half of faculty were using it.
Whoa, that's a massive gap. So students are way ahead of the game then.
Seems that way, yeah.
So the big question then is, what are they actually using it for?
Well, a lot of different things, actually, which is part of what's so interesting about all this. I mean, yeah, sure, some of it's about grades,
Right.
but it goes way beyond that. I mean, students are using AI for research, obviously, but also things like summarizing those really long articles and papers. You know the ones I mean.
Oh, I know them well.
Yeah, so they're using it to like paraphrase things, draft different versions of their assignments, even to get feedback on their work. It's really becoming like this tool for just being more efficient.
So it's almost like AI is becoming a partner in the learning process then.
You could say that, yeah. And, it makes sense when you think about it. I mean, students today are juggling so much. They've got multiple classes, deadlines, you name it.
Right.
So if AI can help them, like, free up some mental space and actually process information more deeply, well,
Oh, that's a pretty powerful thing.
it is. It is. Think about it. You could take, like, a 50-page research paper,
Oh, God, yeah.
feed it into an AI, and get back a concise summary. I mean, it highlights all the key points,
Yeah.
arguments, everything. And that takes, what, a few minutes?
Yeah. Versus hours of reading and note-taking.
Exactly. Hours of reading and note-taking. So, yeah, it's definitely changing the game.
It sounds like it's not just about finding information anymore, then. It's more about processing and understanding it.
Exactly. That's exactly it.
Fascinating. So it sounds like students are finding all sorts of creative ways to use AI then.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. For example, there was this one student, they go to a community college,
Okay.
and they mentioned using AI specifically as a study tool.
Oh, interesting. How so?
Well, they were using AI to make practice quizzes and questions from their class notes, and they said it made them feel so much more prepared for like actual tests and quizzes.
Wow. So it's almost like personalized tutoring in a way.
In a way, yeah. It's like
Yeah.
AI is helping them target their weaknesses, which, is something traditional teaching methods don't always do a great job of.
That's a really great point. So we've got the students who seem to be embracing AI with open arms,
Right.
but then there's the faculty. And from what you've said, it sounds like they're not quite as enthusiastic.
Yeah, there's definitely a lag there.
Why do you think that is? Is it just resistance to new technology?
I don't think it's that simple. I mean, sure, some faculty might be hesitant, maybe because they're worried about students misusing it.
The whole cheating thing.
Exactly. Or maybe they're just not familiar with the technology itself. And, keeping up with all the new trends in tech can be overwhelming, especially when you're already juggling a million
Oh,
things.
absolutely. I can only imagine. So it sounds like it's more of a combination of things then.
Yeah, I think it's a mix of caution, lack of familiarity, and just the sheer overwhelm of trying to stay on top of everything.
That makes sense. It's not necessarily resistance, but more like a cautious approach.
Right, exactly. But, it's not all doom and gloom. I mean, there are plenty of educators who are totally on board with AI and finding some really amazing ways to use it.
Well, that's good to hear. Any examples that really stood out to you?
Yeah, there was this one professor who was using AI to personalize reading assignments for their students.
Wow, that's cool. How does that work?
Well, they've got this big library of articles and book chapters related to their course. And they use an AI to analyze each student's interests and learning style. And then the AI recommends readings that are tailored to their individual needs.
So it's like a personalized reading list curated just for you.
Pretty much, yeah. It's like having a personal tutor, but for your reading material.
That's really impressive. What other cool things are faculty doing with AI?
Well, another really interesting example is using AI to create unique quiz questions. So instead of just relying on the same old multiple choice questions,
right,
faculty are using AI to come up with more engaging, thought-provoking questions.
To really test students' understanding.
Exactly. And some faculty are even creating virtual simulations and role-playing scenarios using AI.
So it's not just about rote learning, but about applying knowledge in a more interactive way.
Exactly. And it makes learning more relevant, you know,
yeah,
more engaging.
Absolutely. It's like taking learning beyond the textbook and bringing it to life.
You got it.
So are there any specific AI tools or platforms that are really making a difference in the classroom? Ones that stood out to you as you were reviewing all the materials?
There are a few, yeah. One that's really popular is Quizlet. Yeah. They've integrated AI into this feature they have called QChat. And it lets students, well, it lets them practice what they're learning and get feedback. But it's all in this conversational way.
Almost like having a study buddy then.
Exactly.
Yes.
And it's available 24/7.
Oh, that's neat. Any other tools that come to mind?
Yeah. There's another one called DALL-E.
DALL-E.
It's this AI image generator, and faculty are using it to make images that spark discussion or to illustrate a concept that might be hard to grasp otherwise.
Okay, so more than just creating pretty pictures then.
Oh, yeah. Way more. They're using it to enhance writing projects, you know, all sorts of creative things.
So again, it's about pushing the boundaries of traditional teaching and finding new ways to engage students.
That's the heart of it, yeah.
This is all really fascinating stuff.
Oh.
But I'm also sensing, you know, amidst all this excitement about AI, there are also some challenges and concerns that we need to address.
Definitely. Like anything powerful, it needs to be used thoughtfully, ethically.
Speaking of ethical concerns, one of the big ones that keeps coming up is cheating. How big of a concern is that, really?
Well, I think it's something we definitely need to be mindful of. But honestly, cheating has always been an issue in education. Technology or no technology.
That's true.
The key is to create learning environments that emphasize academic honesty.
So it's not about banning AI, but about teaching students how to use it responsibly.
Exactly. We need to educate them about the appropriate ways to use AI and what can happen if it's misused.
Right. Consequences.
Consequences, yeah.
Yeah.
But we also need to, I don't know, think differently about how we assess students. Maybe design assignments that can't be easily, you know, outsourced to an AI.
Interesting. So, like, move away from memorization and formulaic answers.
Right. Instead, focus on critical thinking, creativity, the things AI can't replicate. Because that's really what sets us apart as humans, right? Our ability to think critically, to be creative, to come up with original ideas. And that's what we need to nurture in our students.
Absolutely. That's what makes us unique. And it's what will make us valuable in a world where AI is becoming more and more prevalent.
Right.
This is a topic we could talk about for hours. But for now, I think we need to take a break.
Okay.
But when we come back, we'll dig even deeper into the future of education in this age of AI. And explore some of the bigger questions about what it all means for learning, for teaching, for what it means to be human. So stay tuned.
Sounds good.
Welcome back to our deep dive. Before the break, we were talking about all the creative ways students and faculty are using AI in their classrooms. It feels like we're just getting started, though.
It does, doesn't it? There's so much more to uncover.
So where do we go from here? What do you see as the long-term impact of AI on education?
That's the question, isn't it? The million-dollar question.
It really is. Some people seem to think AI will just take over everything. Like, we'll have robot teachers and students won't have to think for themselves anymore.
Right. A dystopian future. But I think it's a bit more complicated than that. I mean, sure, AI is disruptive. But disruption isn't always bad.
No, not at all. Disruption can lead to some amazing innovations.
Exactly. So instead of fearing AI, maybe we should focus on how to use it to make education better, you know, truly better.
Okay, so how do we do that? Paint me a picture. What could this better future look like?
Well, imagine a world where learning is truly personalized for every student.
Okay, yeah.
Like no matter their background, learning style, or even how fast they learn. And AI could help us do that. AI could help us create these systems that identify what a student needs and then actually give them that support in real time.
Wow. That's incredible.
Right. And think about things like simulations and virtual labs. AI could power those experiences, allowing students to interact with complex concepts in ways we can barely even imagine right now.
It's like taking learning to a whole new level.
Exactly. It's exciting stuff.
It is. It really is. But how do we get there? We've talked about how some faculty are still a bit hesitant about all this. So how do we bridge that gap and move towards this AI-powered future of education?
Well, I think there are a couple of key things we need to do. First, we got to address the elephant in the room.
Which is?
The anxieties.
Yeah.
The concerns that many teachers have about AI.
Yeah. It's understandable. Change can be scary.
It can be.
Yeah.
So we need to provide clear guidelines and support for how to use AI ethically and responsibly.
Okay, that makes sense.
But we also need to emphasize that AI isn't here to replace teachers.
Oh, absolutely not. I think that's a big fear for a lot of people.
It is, yeah. But the reality is AI can actually make teaching more meaningful. You know, free up teachers to focus on the things that only humans can do.
Right. Things like mentorship and fostering creativity, those human connections that are so important.
Exactly. AI can handle the grading, the data analysis, all that stuff.
More tedious tasks.
Yeah. And that gives teachers more time to connect with their students, to inspire them.
To really help them reach their full potential. I like that.
Me too. So that's the first thing, addressing those concerns.
Okay, what's the second?
The second is about empowering students. We need to help them become what I like to call AI literate.
AI literate. I like that. What does that mean exactly?
It means teaching them not just how to use the tools, but how to evaluate the information they get from AI, how to spot biases, think critically about the results, and also understand the ethics involved.
So it's not just about technical skills, but about developing a critical eye, a sense of responsibility.
Exactly. AI literacy. It's a crucial skill for everyone in the 21st century.
I agree 100%. And it's something that educators are uniquely positioned to teach.
They are. It's exciting to think about, you know, all the possibilities.
It is. And, you know, speaking of possibilities, we've talked a lot about the challenges for educators, but AI also has the potential to benefit them directly.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Can you give me some examples of that? Like how AI can actually help teachers be more effective?
Absolutely. So think about all the student data that teachers collect.
Grades, test scores, that kind of thing.
Yeah, all of that.
Oh.
Well, AI can analyze that data to find patterns and insights that might not be obvious to the human eye.
Okay.
Like it can help pinpoint learning gaps or identify students who might need extra support.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. It takes the guesswork out of it.
Right. It helps teachers tailor their instruction to meet the individual needs in each student. But it goes beyond that. AI can also help teachers stay current in their field. You know, research is constantly evolving. New best practices are emerging. It can be hard to keep up.
Absolutely.
Well, AI can curate personalized recommendations, articles, books, conferences. It can even suggest professional development opportunities that align with a teacher's specific interests and goals.
So it's like having a personalized research assistant, but for your professional growth.
Exactly. And then, of course, there's the whole area of creating engaging learning materials. AI can help with that too. Personalized quizzes, interactive simulations, even virtual field trips.
So AI is not just a tool for students then. It's a powerful resource for teachers as well.
Absolutely. It's about empowering both students and teachers to be the best they can be.
Okay, so now I'm really curious. You've mentioned a few specific AI tools already. Are there any others that our listeners should check out?
Oh, definitely. One that's really impressive is Wolfram Alpha.
Wolfram Alpha, okay. I've heard the name, but haven't really explored it. What makes it so special?
It's not specifically designed for education, but it's this incredibly powerful tool that can be used for all sorts of things.
Hmm.
It's what they call a computational knowledge engine.
A what?
A computational knowledge engine. It can solve complex math problems, make data visualizations, and help you explore scientific concepts.
Okay, that sounds pretty powerful. But how would a teacher actually use that in the classroom?
Well, the coolest thing about Wolfram Alpha is that it understands natural language.
Like you can just ask it a question in plain English.
Pretty much, yeah. And it doesn't just give you an answer. It explains how it got that answer, shows you the steps, and even provides interactive visuals.
Wow, that's incredible.
Right. Like, let's say you wanted to learn about the Pythagorean theorem.
Okay.
You could just ask Wolfram Alpha to explain the Pythagorean theorem, and it would give you a clear explanation, a diagram, and even some interactive examples so you can really see how it works.
It's like having a personal tutor for any subject you can imagine. That's amazing.
Yeah. And it really encourages students to explore their curiosity, to go beyond just memorizing facts.
So we've got Wolfram Alpha for exploring complex concepts. What about for something more practical, like, say, helping students improve their writing?
For writing, I definitely recommend Grammarly.
Grammarly, yeah.
It's an AI-powered writing assistant that can help with everything from grammar and spelling to sentence structure and clarity. And it can even help with plagiarism.
Okay, that's really important, especially these days.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's interesting. All these tools we've been talking about, they all seem to have this common thread.
What's that?
They're all about helping students become more independent learners, giving them the skills they need to succeed in a world where AI is becoming more and more commonplace.
You hit the nail on the head, and that's the beauty of it. It's not about replacing teachers. It's about empowering both students and educators.
Working together, leveraging each other's strengths.
That's right. And I think that's a really important point to emphasize as we move forward in this age of AI. It's not about us versus them. It's about us and them.
Working together to create something truly amazing. This has been great conversation so far, but we need to take another quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap up our deep dive by exploring some of the bigger philosophical questions about the role of AI in society and what it all means for what it means to be human in this brave new world. Stay tuned.
And we're back. Okay, so for this last part of our deep dive, let's zoom out a little.
Zoom out?
Yeah, you know, like big picture stuff. The really big questions about AI and education. You mean like the philosophical stuff?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've talked about the tools, the practical applications, but AI in education, it also brings up these really deep questions about what it means to learn, to teach, to even be human in a world where machines are getting smarter and smarter.
Okay, yeah, that's where it gets really interesting.
Right. And I think it's something everyone needs to be thinking about, not just educators.
Oh, for sure. This affects all of us.
So let's dive in. What are some of those big philosophical questions that AI in education is forcing us to grapple with?
Well, one of the biggest ones, I think, is about knowledge. Like, what even is knowledge anymore if AI can find and process information so much faster than we can?
That's a great question. It's almost like if a machine can write a perfect essay, does that mean human writing is less valuable?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's not just writing. It's critical thinking, problem solving, creativity, all the things we say are at the core of being human. You know? So if AI can do all that too, does that devalue those skills? Or does it somehow make them even more important?
I think it might change how we define valuable. You know, maybe it's not about being better or faster than AI. Maybe it's about the things that make us uniquely human, like empathy or intuition, all the things that AI, at least for now, can't quite grasp.
Yeah, our humanity.
Yeah.
So it sets us apart.
Right. So how do we teach that? How do we help students develop those uniquely human skills in a world where AI is becoming so prevalent?
Well, I think it starts by shifting our focus. You know, we can't just teach students how to compete with AI. Mm-hmm. We need to help them learn how to work with AI, you know, to see it as a partner, not a competitor.
See AI as a collaborator.
Exactly. Yeah. AI can augment our abilities, but it can't replace our humanity. Mm. And that's a really powerful message to convey to students.
I agree. And it brings us back to that idea of AI literacy that we talked about earlier. It's not just about the technical stuff. It's about understanding the limitations of AI, the ethical implications, being able to ask those tough questions.
Right. We need to equip students with the skills to be, well, to be critical thinkers about AI.
So how do we do that? How do we teach AI literacy in a way that's engaging and meaningful?
Well, first off, we need to demystify AI.
What do you mean?
I think a lot of people see AI as this super complicated thing, like something only geniuses can understand.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of fear and misunderstanding around AI.
Absolutely. But the basic concepts of AI aren't that hard to grasp. We could break them down for students, you know, explain algorithms, data sets, machine learning, all in age-appropriate ways, of course.
So it's about making AI less intimidating.
Yeah. And another thing, hands-on learning is crucial. I mean, the best way to understand AI is to actually play with it.
Mm.
There are tons of free tools out there that students can use. They can build their own chatbots, even train their own AI models. It's pretty amazing stuff.
It's like learning by doing. And that's always the most effective way to learn, right?
Right. And then, of course, we can't forget about ethics. AI ethics need to be woven into the curriculum at every level.
Yeah, that's so important. We need to make sure students understand that AI is not neutral. It can be used for good and also for harm.
Exactly. We need to help them grapple with those ethical dilemmas, those big questions about the impact of AI on society, and to understand that ultimately the future of AI is in our hands.
That's a powerful message. It's not about fearing AI or trying to stop it. It's about shaping it.
Shaping it for the better.
Exactly. Well, this has been an incredible conversation. We've covered a lot of ground, from the practical to the philosophical. As we wrap up our deep dive, is there one final thought you'd like to leave our listeners with?
I'd say don't be afraid to explore AI. Ask questions, experiment, challenge assumptions, and most importantly, use your voice. Advocate for the responsible use of AI, because the future of AI, the future of education, it's not predetermined. It's something we create together.
That's a great note to end on. Thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive into the world of AI in education. We hope you found it insightful and inspiring, and we encourage you to continue exploring this fascinating and rapidly evolving field. Until next time, keep learning, keep questioning, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.